And there's controversy at a Utah high school over their high school mascot at the Viewmont High School. Viewmont High School, they picked the mascot for the school from Greek mythology. They picked the phoenix. And they say the phoenix, you know, rising from the ashes, that's a good thing to come back and overcome challenges and stuff. But it's not when they root on the phoenix. It's when they root on the plural of the mascot. One dad's not happy about it. Kyle Froughton started a petition. He says this about the mascot, the phoenix.
I've got kids that will go to this school, and that's a big part of it, is that I don't want I don't want it to be a joke. I don't want it to be a laughing stock. I don't want my kids being referred to as phoenixes in high school.
The phoenixes.
Well, so who says that that's the plural?
It sounds like too much like the male anatomy, like penises. They don't want high school kids known as phoenixes.
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
The University of Wisconsin Green Bay, they're the Phoenix, and I've always heard them just call them the Phoenix.
The Phoenix.
The Phoenix lead. The Phoenix have the.
Yeah.
People who live in Phoenix, Arizona, what are they called?
Are they called Phoenixes?
Is that what they're called?
I have no idea. Phoenician? No, it wouldn't be that. Phoenixes.
Nah. Really? Is it just this guy who says that's the plural, or is that really the plural? I'm telling you.
I don't know if I've never heard of it.
Had these guys not brought it up, it probably never even would have come into awareness for these high school kids.
Yeah. Oh, but once the kids got a hold of it, it probably spread like wildfire, you know. Then it's like, yeah, we are the Phoenixes, or the other schools are going to call them the Phoenixes.
Well, then they'll take it with pride. They'll have fun with it.
Yeah. The AD of the school says, hey, we're not causing any problem here.
The petition creator is entitled to his opinion. We don't share his opinion. We think that students are going to rise to the occasion.
Interesting choice of words there when you're calling the team or the students phoenixes, and they will rise to the occasion, John.
All right. Well, hold on. Here's a guy who lived in Phoenix.
Is he a phoenix?
Did they call you what did they call you when you lived in Phoenix?
Well, they actually had a concert there. People that are locals, you know, Alice Cooper, Kenny Loggins, and they called it a Phoenician concert.
They called it a Phoenician.
Yep, the locals are Phoenicians.
They're Phoenicians.
Phoenicians. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
So this guy's crazy. Kyle, this guy, the dad there, I don't want my kids referred to as Phoenixes.
Well, is that the plural of it, or is he just thinking that that's what the kids are going to turn it into?
Well, the petition explains when cheering for the team, no one will say, quote, go Phoenix. Instead,
yeah,
they'll use the a plural form of Phoenix and say, go Phoenixes. Go Phoenixes.
Okay.
Fight hard, Phoenixes. Rise up, Phoenixes.
This Phoenix name is used by a number of colleges and high schools. I've never heard of this before. I think this guy's just starting it.
I don't know. It's Utah.
And I think the kids are. I think the kids will have fun with it. I think their own student base will have fun with it.
One of the students said, "I feel like they created a problem where there was no problem originally."
I think the parents did.
The student's smarter than the parents.
Yeah. 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 Now, did they print this? I mean, have they? So do they have the Phoenix printed on everything? Is that?
I think so.
Yeah. So once they've spent the money on it, then they're not going to go back. That's usually how it works.
I think the students are going to rise to the occasion.
I think their own students are going to have fun with it.
The Phoenixes are.
Now, our mascot was, we had a cool one. We were the Lasers. Our high school came into existence in the 60s, the mid to late 60s, in the space age. And so they wanted something different than an animal or whatever. So it was a laser. So it was like what was on our football helmet was like a laser bolt kind of thing. It was pretty cool.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, ours was a purple kangaroo. We talked about this before. Lake Washington High School, the Kangs.
Yeah.
A purple kangaroo. I would have rather been the Phoenixes.
Yeah, you'd have had more fun with the Phoenixes. what you can put out there on the field at the game.
They wore some funny looking helmets, though.
Yeah. All right, embarrassing mascots, 360-733-5476.
Down in King County, they're saying there's a school out there, the Banana Slugs?
It was even in Pulp Fiction. I think that UC Santa Barbara goes to something slugs, Banana Slugs, something like that.
The Banana Slugs?
Something like that, man. You see it in Pulp Fiction, too, Travolta's sports shirt.
Somebody is the banana slugs. Yes, I don't know if that's UC Santa Barbara, but well, yeah, let me look it up.
There's the Tillamook Cheesemakers down in Oregon.
Santa Cruz. I think it's Santa Cruz. I think they're the slugs.
High school Camas Paper Makers.
The Camas Paper Makers.
I like that. All right, thanks. Brad and John, KISM.
Good morning. I got a mascot for you.
What do you got?
I grew up in a small town out on the coast called Cosmopolis.
Okay.
And it was basically a town built for a pulp mill that was there. And the school mascot was the termites.
The Cosmopolis termites.
Cosmopolis, Washington termites?
Yep, exactly.
Is it still that, do you know?
Oh, no, they changed it. Well, after I left there.
After they ate the wooden bleachers, then the fans fell to their demise.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Cosmopolis is just across the Chehalis River, just east of Aberdeen and Hoquiam. And that's where you, at one time, would find the termites, apparently.
Okay.